And that person, the more you talk about your iman, so to say, the more you use your iman, the more it grows, the more it becomes more valuable. And as you come in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, gain the ma'rifat of Allah, gain the love of Allah, the azmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then the enjoyment of, in the obedience of Allah, you can't explain. So Hazrat says, that karu aish go har tarah ki ni'am mein, ata hafti aqleem ho har qadam mein. Hazrat says, although you can be enjoying yourself outward, and today people are living in misery, in other words, haram entertainment. And after that they got stress and depression, and yet they think, no, we are enjoying life. You don't know what is enjoyment of life. You're living in filth and dirt, in clubs, in drugs, in all this type of, and work, in sports, etc. And you think you're enjoying life. Hazrat says, even if Allah Ta'ala has to bless you every moment, what all the continents, what the whole world, Allah Ta'ala, so to say, have to make you the king of the whole world. Mere dil mein tera agar gham nahi hai, to ye sari rahat kam az kam nahi hai. Hazrat comes it out so beautifully, that you can be loving every day and night in the artificial enjoyments of this world. You can have the best car, you can have the best house, you can have the best woman, everything. But Hazrat says, that said, if your heart is dead, and it doesn't have the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it doesn't have that gham, that pain, that is Allah happy with me or not? Who gave me my life? Who I supposed to be loving for? I don't think of Allah one second, and I think I'm enjoying life. Like many people today, and we get overtaken, hey, that's the richest man in the world. He's rich as far as outward things are concerned. His heart is bereft of the love of Allah Ta'ala. He's the most poorest person. And there are those people which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, humble Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If you look at them, then if they have to go and propose for anybody, that nobody will even accept their proposal. Yet nobody have got regard for them. But he says, hello, aqsam ala Allah, la barrahu. If they have to take qasam on Allah Ta'ala, that this will happen, Allah will make sure that work happens for them. In their honor, so that is honor. So don't look at the outward, this is the way of the kuffar. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the outward things of this world, and today, sadly, we also get overtaken with the outward things. Whereas these things in reality, as Hazrat says, if it's not connected to the love of Allah, then it's not just useless, it's minus also. Because it will take you far away from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that in my heart, if I don't have the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to ye sari rahat kam as sam nahi hai. Then all this enjoyments and pleasures, which means all the comfort, I've got air condition, everything, the nice bed, everything. But Hazrat says to me, this is nothing but poison. It is just poison and nothing else. Because it's poisoning my mind, and it's making me feel elated that I'm somebody. I've got a position, I've got the best house, but you don't have Allah in your heart. So what are you? You are the worst pauper on the face of the earth. You don't know the reality of life still. And sadly today we see, when we don't know reality of life, then how shaitan makes a mockery of us. And how shaitan plays fools with us. And now all the filth and dirt he brings into our life. And we pay to study these things. That LGBTQ, all these filthy things, Darwin's theory of evolution, and you get some degrees, and you get a position, and you think, hey, I see what I have achieved. You achieve nothing. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ صَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. That these people are wasting and deviating their efforts in this worldly life, working so hard that I must get that car, I must get that job. But, and in reality, you are just wasting your efforts. And you are going more and more astray. And Shaitan, زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ عَمَالِهِمْ. Shaitan beautifies your evil actions for you. And he makes you think that I have achieved something. Allahu Akbar. Today our children, if they become a sportsman, hey, see what a cricketer he is. See what a sportsman he is. Whereas he just wasted his life. And how Shaitan fools us, that you give him one gold medal. Give him one trophy. And we see, we also like foolish people. In our homes, in our lounge, you'll see all the trophies there, hanging there. And all the medals. No, my son got this in this sport, he won this event, that event. What you wasted your life. Allah Ta'ala give us reality. Hazrat says, بہت خوش نما ہے یہ بنگلے تمہارے یہ گملو کے جرم یہ رنگی نظارے. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, outwardly, this palace of yours, this house, this big, the palace looks very, outwardly it looks very beautiful. Very, it is very attractive to the eyes, etc. And this is for people who don't have eyes of the heart, like myself. Oh, our eyes of the heart are blind. So we can't see, we just look at, hey, what a house also. And we only overtaken, and that is why, well, when we go with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think that, hey, see what houses they going in. See what cars. But those things don't affect their heart. Because now they are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It affects mine and my heart. Yet I see, hey, I wish I could also have that. The friends of Allah don't even look at those things. It doesn't affect them in the least. But Hazrat says that all this beautiful entertainment, your big couches that you are sitting on, and all your gardens, etc., and all this, you got a beautiful scenery. You got four waterfalls also flowing in your garden. And you got beautiful scenery, all that. Hazrat says, Are ji rahi hai, you are ji rahe ho, ye kiske sahare, ke marne se ho jayenge sab kinare. Hazrat says, they just think, you think this is all mine. And under whose support are you living? Who has given you your life in the first place? You think that I am the owner of this place. Today we see so many multi-billionaires also. They can't eat one morsel of food. They are on oxygen. They have the best palace, but they can't enjoy anything. They got 10, 15 cars. They can't even go in one car. Allah Ta'ala shows you what all the money in the world, if Allah doesn't want to put one morsel of food in your mouth, you won't able to get. So just think, they don't have pride and arrogance. Allah gives you something in this world, no problem. Allah did not say it is haram to stay in a nice house, to drive a nice car, etc. But as our Hazrat teaches us, don't let that thing bring pride in your heart. That is why we taught, whatever we do, our cars also, you can have the best car, but Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, it is only your kindness. All praise belongs to you. And then Subhanallah, Sakhara lana, we read the dua. So Hazrat says that this person, that you may be as the rich person, and you got all this beautiful outward splendor and beauty, but just remember, under whose support are you living? Who is keeping you alive? And if you don't realize that, then once you peg off, that is once Allah Ta'ala takes off your ruh, all this will be one side. Nobody, and as our Hazrat explains, that our Dada Shaykh says, that the height of stupidity is that a person attaches his value to the things of this world. And he thinks that this is my ambition. I build up this big empire, etc. Hazrat says, this is the condition of people who don't know reality. Like Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, those people. And people who didn't know reality, they used to desire. When Qarun was going out on pomp and glory, showing all his wealth, people used to say, hey, I wish we could also have that. People who had reality, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ That destruction, what you are desiring that? That is all destruction. Don't desire for that. Allahu Akbar. Desire to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the whole world put together cannot pay for that. So Hazrat says that the biggest deception of this world is that we see people today, they say they are so busy. I'm working so hard. Today I was so busy, the bell was just ringing. I didn't even have time to eat my sandwiches. Hazrat says, if you think you are so busy and that is going to help you, then if that was the case, did you ever see that Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam, never mind, this man, 24/7 he was in business, man. Here he was working so hard and he bought this new series BMW or Mercedes, whatever the case may be, never mind, put that also in the cupboard for him. No, Hazrat says, this all will be set aside. And as Hazrat says so beautifully, all this wealth and splendor of this world, in Urdu we say dollars. But Hazrat says actually it's not dollar, it's dollar. That when you pass away, then this wealth of yours is going to give you two kicks, that you go. You worked hard, but now you go. Are we not coming with you? And there, what is going to come with us? only our iman and only our amal. And this way we come here, Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to learn this. And Hazrat says here that what we have to come and get from the friends of Allah Ta'ala, agar kurbe ja bahara nahi hai, ye nange hira hai, gul sita nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, if you don't have the close proximity of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you are not connected in the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and the real garden, the real bahara, the real and gardens are these gardens. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرَّتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ, when you're passing through the gardens of Jannah, فَرْتَعُوا, then graze there. That is where you should sit. Enjoy yourself here. Not in the resort, not in the hotel. And sadly today, Allahu Akbar, Allah takes us to the most blessed places, the Mubarak cities of Haramain Sharifain. But we get overtaken with the foyers, the hotel foyers, and we're sitting there instead of sitting in the Haram Sharif. Instead, where there is, the garden is in the Haram itself. And we're sitting here in the hotel. So this is when our eyes of our hearts are not open. So Hazrat says, if you don't have the close proximity of Allah, if you don't have connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, ye nange hira hai, full sita nahi. Hazrat says that this is just like a garden that has become totally dry, like we see winter comes, autumn comes, and all the beautiful flowers you are boasting about, all those beautiful trees, you just see the leaves are falling down. And it's just dry, you don't even want to look at that garden. Hazrat says it's like a desert for you. And it's no garden. So don't fool yourself with the outward attractions. We have to be concerned and worried, what is in my heart? Is there connection with Allah Ta'ala there or not? Tum aise hai jannat bhi, jannat hamari. Na ho tum, to jannat mein bhi, ho mein nari. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, tum aise hai jannat bhi, jannat hamari. It is only from you, O Allah, when we are connected to you, then the enjoyment of Jannat will be there. And if you're not connected to Allah, even if you're in Jannat, then you are worth being enough. You won't have enjoyment. Like today, the biggest disease in the world is depression and the stress. What is the stress and depression? وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. You forgot Allah and you think you're in your enjoyment and pleasure. Allah Ta'ala made you forget yourself. That you got no enjoyment and you think you're enjoying yourself. So Hazrat is teaching us here that even in Jannat, the greatest of enjoyment of Jannat is to be in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The outward enjoyment, that is the food, the woman, etc., sara ankope, it's Allah's ni'mat, we'll accept. But the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they want to reach Jannat because to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that a person, no, tum, to Jannat may be home in Nari. If Allah, I don't have you in my heart, then I can be in the best palace. It can be like Jannat also, but it will be as if I am a person living in the fire of Jahannam. And as Hazrat says, that we, especially a person involved in illicit love affairs, or involved in your sport, you're living in the fire of Jahannam and you don't know. That you think, no, I'm enjoying my life. Muhabbat ki dil par lage darb kari. Mari, meri kamyabi ki a jaye bari. Then Hazrat is making dua that, oh Allah, that let that knock of your love penetrate my heart. In other words, bring me to the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And let me learn how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And when I make the zikr of Allah, and that Allah penetrates my heart, then Hazrat says, let that be, let my success come in that way. That is where my success is. Success is connection with Allah Ta'ala. Success is not to be a rich person. If you're not connected to Allah and you're the richest person in the world, you're the poorest person. And Allahu Akbar, that is what Hazrat taught us also. That to be a rich person, no problem. But if you're a rich person and you don't have taqwa, then you are a lost person. So that is very, very important that we realize that our success is only when we get the knock of the love of Allah and we can't make enough shukr. Allah has brought us in this Mubarak Majlis of our Hazrat to learn this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Father Hazrat mentions, Meri ja ka koi sahara nahi, bajus tere koi hamara nahi. When you come in these majalis and then you realize that I thought I'm the richest person in the world, but I realize all my wealth, that cannot support me. And sadly today we think that how our children going to live if they don't get university degrees, how they going to survive? How they going to manage in life? Hazrat says, my life support is only you, O Allah. Our rozi comes from Allah. Allah is taking care of us. It's not any of our wealth, our achievements or anything. Hazrat says, Bajus tere koi hamaran. Without you, O Allah, nothing is ours. If you don't support me, O Allah, and we will see that who are committing the most suicides in the world today. The richest people in the world committing the most suicides. So if wealth gave you everything, then why must you commit suicide? And Hazrat says that, did you ever hear a friend of Allah committing suicide? Never ever will you hear a wali of Allah Ta'ala committing suicide. So we should realize and understand, let us not be overtaken by artificial splendor and glamour of this world. Ye hai isme imtiha, kis bachar ka, banaye zabiha jo apne pasar ka. Hazrat says, now look at when you want to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, you make a little sacrifice. But Allah will see whether we want to really have the love of Allah. Or we just coming here, Allah save me, all of us, just for some name and fame, that I am connected to this desk, people must know me also, and people must give me gifts. Hazrat says, no, that is not the way. Let's see, when you become the love of Allah, then Allah will test you. And according to your level, that is how Allah will test you. Hazrat says, ye ishme imtiha kis bashar ka. They are just things. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is testing which servant of His. That servant who Allah Ta'ala gave him the title, that he is the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat is now turning our attention that this part of the love of Allah Ta'ala, you can only get it from the lovers of Allah. And this is a very delicate part. And tests are going to come. Allah Ta'ala will test us. We say we got the love of Allah. It's a cold morning, winter morning, and you're tired also, and the Fajr Azan is going. Now you're going to push the blanket to one side, you're going to say, I'm still a bit tired, never mind, I'll read later. The sunrise is late. No, see the test of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Banaye zabiya cho apne pisar ka. That he made, Allahu Akbar, the sacrificial animal, which is now the days of Qurbani. This is the time, so appropriate this nazam, that who did he lay down to sacrifice? His own beloved son. To give your own life is generally a bit easier, but to give the life of your beloved child is much more heavy on the heart. And especially when he's that young boy, and he's so attractive to you, and he helps you, he's running from here, running from there. That young boy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala showed him that, O Ibrahim, do you love me or do you love your son? Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam anni asbahu fanzur mara tara. When the love of Allah is in your heart, that will penetrate into the hearts of your children, into the hearts of your family. You'll be talking of Allah's love, and you'll distract them from the love of this dunya. Then when he asks his son, not as a mashwara, to see, is Allah's love penetrating in his heart or not? He said that, what you think, O my son? His son immediately said, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do. Today our children, we going for namaz. Oh my, daddy, I'm still busy with my PlayStation. I'll come later on. No, this is not. We should, Allah Ta'ala grant us that we learn the love of Allah and we become embodiments of this. Pidre hai ejaz kalb o jigar ka. Pisar se hai ejaz tasreem sar ka. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that the beloved of his heart, that is what we say, the lover of his heart, that is the great miracle, that ajaz kalb wa jigar ka, that a person, that thing that is connected to his heart, it's a miracle that is ready to give it and sacrifice it. And in such a way that from the son also, you see such a miracle that a young boy like this is prepared to submit himself, taslim. And this is what Islam all about is. Allah Ta'ala says, when we told Ibrahim alayhi salam, isqala lahu rabbu aslim, when his creator, sustainer said, become a Muslim, submit. Who could be a better Muslim than Ibrahim alayhi salam? Whose family could be better Muslims? Ibrahim alayhi salam did not say, oh Allah, I am a Muslim. He said, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Oh Allah, why shouldn't I submit? Not only you gave me my life, not only you gave me this ni'mat, you created the whole universe. So it is just natural that I should be submitting to you. So Hazrat says, look at this miracle. And this is that when you are called the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, tere hukam per kya gawara nahi, koi tujhse barkar pyara nahi. Said, O Allah, on your command, what won't I sacrifice? I'll sacrifice everything for your command. But sadly today, we are worried of saving our life and break the command of Allah. We should be breakers, even sacrificing our lives. I won't stay away from the masjid. I won't go in wrong company, etc. But I will give everything to Allah. And what is, Hazrat says here so beautifully, koi should say, barkar kya barkar? Barkar pyara nahi hai. Who can be more beloved to you, oh Allah? You are the creator of love. You are the one who made love. And true love is only what Allah. So if a person really gets an iota of the love of Allah, then we learn how easy to sacrifice all our fashionable clothing. Today we think, hey, I bought this, Maulana said, I can't wear this. This is now the fashion, and you know how much I pay for this jacket. Allahu Akbar. You can sacrifice your son. What is a jacket? What is all these fashionable clothes? When a person starts realizing, I made a mistake, get it out of our life. People who realize that I made a mistake bringing a big screen in my home, they bash it up with their own hands. So Allah Ta'ala give me this reality, all of us. Further, as I say, tere iske gham ka adna asar hai, ke ja sar de bakab zair teh watabar hai. Hazrat, and where he is singing this? In front of all so-called rich people. In a gathering where all big, rich people are sitting. Hazrat says, tere iske gham ka adna asar hai. That this is the effect of just one iota of your true love, O Allah. That ja sar wa bakaf tere zere ta te wa tabar hai. That I'm prepared to give my life. And talking directly about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ke jaye sar bakaf, that I keep my head, so to say, in my hand and presenting it, yes, Ya Allah. Yes, so to say, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told his father that, oh my father, yes, my head presented for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sacrifice my life for Allah Ta'ala. Bakue malamat koi dar badar hai. Bashoke shahadat koi dar par hai. Allahu Akbar. That some person is regretting that how did I love my life and going from here to there, and when he finds the company of the friends of Allah, then he realizes that Allahu Akbar. I was still worried that what people will say, and because people are saying, going to say this, say that, I'm worried of all the taunts of people. He said, don't be worried of the taunts of people, have the desire of shahadat. When you have the desire of shahadat, then you will be running to the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You will be begging and you will be making dua, Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawtana fi baladi habibik. Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality. We'll just translate one more poem, inshallah. Agar aapka gham hamara nahi hai, mujhe har do alam gawara nahi hai. Hazrat gives us the sum total. We have a few other lines also, but this reality in this whole the poem that so beautifully Hazrat presented in such a gathering, where we will think now, hey, this person will get offended. How can I talk about his beautiful home and all that? But Hazrat puts it, and the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is what they are called, istighnaiyat. They are independent of this world. They are independent of the people of the world. They know Allah is ghani and Allah Akbar. Hazrat has taught us also, when you see we are human beings, you see somebody's beautiful palace, beautiful house, it attracts you, it comes in your heart, and at that time just read, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad. Ya Malik, O Allah, you my owner, you the owner of the whole world. Ya Kareem, O Allah, you are so kind, you give who you want to, and whatever is good for me, grant me that. Ya Ghani, O Allah, you are the one who is the richest, and you give riches to who you want to. And Ya Samad, O Allah, you are independent. If you read these four names of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you'll see the attraction of all these things will just disappear. It will become so cold in you. You will, what's this? It's just, today it's just made of sand and water. It's just outward bricks and just plastered and put some tiles. Take off the tiles and see how it looks. So exactly the same, Hazrat says, agar aapka gham hamara nahi, that, oh Allah, if your gham, if your worry and concern, that is your love is not in my heart, mujhe har do alam gawara nahi, then I can have both the world, even this world and even Jannat, I can't manage to have that, and I won't want to have that if I don't have your love. So if you have the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the enjoyment of Jannat you'll get. Allah will give you the taste of it in this world. That you will get up middle of the night. کبھی طاعت کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے. یو گیٹ اپ مڈل آف دا نائٹ, اٹس اے کولڈ نائٹ, بٹ اللہ تعالیٰ میکس یو شیڈ سم ٹیئرز دیٹ او اللہ ہاؤ آئی ایم پاسنگ مائی لائف. پیپل تھنک یو کرائنگ بیکاز اٹس کولڈ ایٹسٹرا, بٹ یو انجوائنگ میکنگ توبہ ان فرنٹ آف اللہ رب العزت دیٹ او اللہ پلیز فار گیو می اینڈ ٹرن مائی ڈائریکشن ٹو ورڈز یو او اللہ. So we beg Allah Ta'ala out of the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat through the barakat of this blessed majalis of our Shaykh that Allah turn our direction and make us realize that we don't fall for the artificial attractions of this world. The real beauty is the creator of beauty, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah grant us tawfiq.